Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please don't text and drive. Get in on the winning and text the word clown to 72881. Steve Goldstein, Goldie, the television play-by-play man for the Florida Panthers on Fox Sports Florida, sitting down with us. A very busy night here at the BB&T Center.
It is. It is the home opener, finally. One of the final teams to play the home opener. Been waiting for it for a while. They're honoring the 93 team. There's about, 15 of the 23 guys back in town. So we got a lot going on, and, obviously when there's a reception with complimentary food and beverage, I've got to stop by.
I will be there at 6:01.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to give me some beer first, then I'll be over there.
Well, and they may have some alcoholic beverages in there
well,
as well.
Well, he's going down to Funky Buddha because Funky Buddha
that looks
just
good down there. Yeah, they got it rolling.
Oh,
yeah.
By the way, 5 o'clock hour presented by Funky Buddha Brewery.
Shocking.
On the Hockman and Crowder show.
Funny where's you should mention it.
Where's our drink, Valero? Yeah. Funky Buddha Brewery happy hour.
Gloves Off is the IPA that was created for the Panthers, and Sean Thornton was a part of the creation.
So I think that's available downstairs, right?
I'm going to find out.
I Instagrammed earlier some video of Crowder just kind of leaning over the bar at the Funky Buddha Brewery there.
And that was called trying to steal.
Yeah, he was trying to get into open before it was time. Steve Goldstein, though, again, you'll watch him on Fox Sports Florida tonight.
Well, yes, they are. The way football goes will be, early third period when they kick it off finally. They got the bad weather in Philly, so I'm hoping for a little weather delay. And by the time I get home, it'll probably be 14-0 Philly, like middle of the second quarter.
You think Philly's going to beat up on them?
Well, I mean, the team is just hard to say. The Eagles are struggling also. Giants were much better last week, but their line is bad, and they're tackling. That's, despicable that they just can't tackle at all. That's embarrassing.
They got rid of Eric Flowers, though, isn't that?
Well, about time.
Addition with subtraction, as they call it?
I enjoy Crowder, I guess they threw it out there, trying to leak it. Hey, we're going to trade Eric Flowers.
Anyone interested?
And everybody, really? the Toronto Argonauts may have called him and said, we'll give you two Labatts for him or something.
Although, I was saying, because the Dolphins need offensive line
right,
help.
Which is why you don't go and get Eric Flowers. He was bad.
Sometimes it changes scenery, though. Sometimes not.
Sometimes when you're bad, you're bad.
Wow. All this University of Miami slander.
No, nothing to do with where he went to college. The fact that in the pros, he'd just been bad. And by the way, he doesn't think he's bad.
That's a problem.
That's the bad part of it. He thinks he's good. why is everybody talking about me? Maybe because you're a turnstile? I mean, that might be part of the reason.
Wow, is he angry?
I love it.
He is fired up at Eric Flowers.
I might crank him up some more. One more Giant question.
Sure.
Can you say right now that it was a mistake taking Saquon over one of these quarterbacks?
I'm not going to say that, Crowder. Here's why. Saquon is great. He's got 100 yards from scrimmage every game with no blocking. And if they really need a quarterback, which – look, the line is so bad. I think it's an unfair judgment of Eli. I think if you put him behind a good offensive line, he could win 12 games and go deep in the playoffs and maybe win a Super Bowl. That's my opinion on it because he can still make every throw. But if it's that bad with Manning in the line, you're going to stink again this year and you're going to be a top three pick again next year. They look like they're going to go 3-13 anyway. So you'll get the quarterback the year after. Why not? I like the fact that they tried to win now. Yeah. And I think Saquon is, not only a class act, by the way, which – I enjoy from, Odell comes over trying to celebrate with him, and he's kind of like, get away from me.
Yeah.
I'm going to act like I've been here before. I kind of like that out of Saquon. So I think it was a great pick. And, with no O-line, it doesn't matter who's the quarterback and the running back. You just can't win.
Steve Goldstein, not only do you see him on Fox Sports Florida, you hear him on his podcast. What's it, Goldie on Ice?
It is, yes.
You can hear his podcast. You should download his podcast. And also you see him on CBS4 a lot doing news or sports. I'll shift gears before I talk Panthers and ask you about Jimmy Butler. Would you give up Josh Richardson, Bam Adebayo, and a protected first-round pick for Jimmy Butler?
I'm going to go with yes, even though what he's doing to get out of Minnesota is ridiculous, the way this guy is acting. I mean, come on. But, yeah, because he's the best player in the trade. So that's the way I look at those trades. I give up guys that aren't as good and – draft picks and stuff because I'm getting the guy. So to me, if you get the best player in one of those big trades, the guy that gets the best player, the team that gets the best player wins the trade.
But is he a game changer? Jimmy Butler, like if you're a 40-win team without Jimmy Butler, you add Jimmy Butler, you take away Josh Richardson, Bam Adebayo. What are you? 44-win team?
Yeah, but you know what? What about the next year and the year after? Now that LeBron's out of the East, you got a chance. You know, I always thought that as long as LeBron's in the East, no one else is going to the final anyway. It doesn't matter. LeBron's out of the East, as good as Boston is, as good as Philly looks like they are, you got a chance. So I'm not only looking at it for the immediate of this year, I'm looking at it in the future. So, yeah, I think if you can get the best player in a deal, you go and get that guy.
Can Jimmy bring other guys here? Because there's a bunch of big free agents next offseason.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Does he have that kind of influence?
That was my
I don't know. Wade's gone. So if you look at it, if he does come here, it's
and
Riley
he's going to be getting so much money. It's his team.
It's Jimmy Butler and Whiteside.
I don't know the answer to that. And that's a great question also because these days in that league, that is a big factor. You got to get other guys to join you.
What's the situation with Roberto Luongo? Out for a couple weeks, 3 weeks maybe?
Yeah, it should be. I mean, anywhere from 2 to 4. I doubt it's 2 because it's almost been 1 already. So you're looking at about a month, and, you know, luckily they went out and got a goalie. You know, they've used 3 goalies the last few years. They went out and targeted this guy, Michael Hutchinson, who's 28 years old. He's been in the NHL before, dominated the AHL. Paid him a lot, $1.3 million. And in order to send him down, nobody's really talked about this. Early in camp, they kind of snuck him through waivers. Because if you wait till the end of camp and then a couple teams have injuries, they'll pluck your goalie off waivers. So they snuck him through waivers early. And now here he is, amazingly, one game into the season. He's going to be the backup to Reimer. I figured all 3 guys were going to play. I figured Luongo for, 45 games ballpark anyway. So to me, what's the difference which 45 he plays? You know, so he'll be back in about a month, I'm sure. Hopefully these guys can hold down the fort. Reimer did a good job of it last. Remember, it was Reimer, Sateri that kind of held it together till they got hot late. And as good as Roberto was down the stretch, and he was phenomenal as the Panthers were the best team in the league, one of the best in the second half, James Reimer went 9-2-1 in his last dozen games with 2 shutouts. So he was really good down the stretch too.
Goldie, how is this team built? What is this? If they high expectations for this team. Why is this team going to do what we all think they can do, get in the postseason to really make some hay?
Well, they've got guys that are now, you know, entering or in their prime. You know, they're young still, Crowder, but, you know, Barkov and Huberdeau and Trocheck and Ekblad, they're an older 22, 23, 24 years old because they've all been around for a handful of years. So the reason that they have the hope is they got a very good top 6. They can score. They've got speed. And they've got a lot of really good young players. You look at the lineup tonight for the Panthers, there's only 2 guys over 30 years old in a lineup. That's it. And Yandle's 32 and Troy Brower's 33. So a lot of these guys are now their own draft picks. You know, you got Morgan playing. You got this Juho Lamico was drafted a few years ago, 22 years old. He'll take McKenzie's spot on the fourth line. So, you know, the plan, while I know for fans, you know, at times, painfully slow. Nobody wants to wait. But they've kind of – it's like they're cooking a stew, you know, on a Sunday. And, you know, the carrots went in and the potatoes went in. And, no, it's not ready yet, but it's starting to be 4 or 5 hours in, and you're starting to smell it, and you can tell it's all coming together, and it's going to be real good when it's finished.
Speaking of food there, you brought up stew, and it just jogged my head
beef
for
stew,
what we were talking about yesterday. You're a member of the tribe, obviously. Do you keep cottage cheese and sour cream in your fridge?
No sour cream, but I do enjoy the cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Oldie.
No sour cream. Yeah. Very healthy.
It's delicious cottage cheese.
Well, I don't know if it's delicious.
I love it.
I was going to say pine straw might be good for your digestive system. I'm not going to eat it.
It's a very good late night snack, Crowder, because it fills you up.
Do you
now, delicious? No, it's not delicious.
I think it's delicious. Do you go small curd or large curd?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. See,
yeah,
I think it does matter. Small curd is the preferred curd.
Well, it matters to you.
Preferred curd.
Most people. Yeah, preferred curd.
Where is that?
Yeah, well, I mean,
Where did they do that?
I don't even notice.
We're talking about cottage cheese.
I don't even. I just buy whatever's on sale.
Hold on
it,
a second.
Honestly.
You don't notice the curd size.
I do not.
You don't notice the size of the curd.
I didn't even know that. Honestly, I didn't know there were different size curds.
You didn't know there were different size curds.
You're not talking about the curds like the rebels over there in, you know.
The Kurdish territory.
Right?
You're talking about the Kurdish territory
in Iraq?
Yeah,
fighting like the Taliban.
No, I'm talking about cottage cheese curds.
Oh.
You're saying you didn't know that there was small curd and large curd.
I really didn't.
You had no idea there was large or small
curd.
You're
going to kick him out?
I'm going to
kick him
out. I didn't know that.
Kick him out, man.
I like the fact that he keeps answering me, and I'm just asking a ridiculous question over and over.
At least I like cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese is delicious.
It's not delicious, but I'll eat it.
You don't like sour cream?
Not really.
What do you, on a taco?
No.
Just what?
The meat, maybe cheese, lettuce, tomato, a little onion maybe, and hot sauce, lots of hot sauce. Cholula or Tabasco.
Wow.
Or Frank's.
Shocking.
Yeah, I don't need the sour cream on the taco.
You don't put it on a burrito, a quesadilla?
No.
A dollop of sour cream in a tomato soup?
Quit saying
once
dollop.
Again, the answer is no.
Really?
Stop saying
in
dollop.
The tomato soup, a dollop of sour cream.
No dollop.
You don't put any sour cream in the tomato soup?
No, I do not.
None.
Zero.
No sour cream at all in the soup?
No.
Interesting.
No, there's a puck in my soup, but that's about it.
Fascinated by this.
Man, yeah. You weren't an attorney. You're the worst lawyer ever.
Wouldn't it be great? I've warned the witness down, but he's never changed his answer.
No, you didn't know because the facts are the facts. You're looking for something that you're not getting.
All right, so you're saying the Panthers are a playoff contender. You did not know the difference between large or small curd cottage cheese. And you do not put sour cream on tacos.
You are the Manny Machado of radio. You're 3 for 3.
There you go.
Accurate.
Steve Goldstein. Watch him tonight on Fox Sports Florida. Panthers and Blue Jackets. Puck drops at 7 o'clock. Going to be a festive night tonight at the BB&T Center. And hopefully they'll get a couple of points tonight. And things will be happening for the Panthers.
So. I hope so. Should be a great year. Great to have you guys back.
Have a good broadcast tonight. Tell Denny Potvin that we say hi.
We who?
Me and Crowder. Tell him we say hi.
What about from Tree?
No, Tree doesn't
no.
say hi.
Okay,
no,
Crowder and Hopkins.
We were having a conversation with Falero. Falero wants to say hi, too, to Denny Potvin.
Okay, so Falero, Crowder, Hopkins, say hi to Potvin. Oh, you say, and Tree, say hi to Potvin.
If you run into Mike Cugno, tell him Falero says hi, if you would.
Yeah, I'm not going back to see Cugno. Falero, text him. Leave me alone.
Okay, I will.
Does Falero like a dollop of sour cream?
We
no.
don't know. Okay. Sour cream.
We don't know.
This the only guy
know.
Here.
All right. Yeah. So no difference in curd for you.
Again, no.
Because I'll walk away from a large curd cottage.
Why? I don't even notice it.
Was it too
How
big
could you not notice it?
Just buy whatever's on
what
sale.
Is it a golf ball size
no,
curd?
No, they're all similar. It's cottage cheese.
No,
Jesus.
Not true at all. Do you get the 4% milk fat?
No, I usually get the lower than that.
See, now that doesn't taste good. Now I know why you don't think it tastes good.
To me, it's fine.
No, but I don't want it to be fine.
But
I want it to be good.
But that ruins the healthy snack of it. The only reason I have it is late at night. It's not that bad for you, and it fills you up because there's protein in it.
All right. Well,
so it's almost like I don't enjoy it, but just have it instead of having a bowl of Cocoa Puffs.
All right.
It feels like y'all fight with cottage cheese.
Oh, man, I'll go to battle for cottage cheese.
You don't love it, though.
No.
I do love it. I love it.
It's not delicious.
It is. If you got
the only one that thinks it's delicious.
Hey, if you got small curd, 4% milk fat, you'd find it to be delicious.
Do they sell those in the mini 4-packs?
Listen, no, they don't. You have
so I got
to
buy a big one.
Yes.
So I've got to make the commitment
do we
to have the 4% small curd.
Do we eat cottage cheese with a fork or a spoon?
Of course a spoon.
Wow, that is the wrong answer.
What?
Only a fork.
Who eats it with a fork?
Do you eat macaroni with a fork or a spoon?
I don't really eat macaroni.
You don't eat macaroni?
That's black people. We love macaroni.
Goodness that's why.
Gracious. I mean, what is happening
you're,
here?
You're talking about that Kraft crap, though.
Of course.
Yeah. You can eat that with a spoon because it's watery.
Oh, you mean
in
you put the powdered cheese
sure,
in?
Sure.
No, my kids eat that. I don't eat that stuff.
Wow.
I'll get the mac and cheese from Publix.
Disappointed.
They
Goldie.
Make the mac and cheese at Publix.
Oh, right? in the pan.
The real stuff. Yes.
Oh, with the cheese baked on top.
Now, that's delicious, Jerry.
You can cut it like a pie.
What are you guys talking about?
Oh, are you still
macaroni.
There? Are we on the air?
Yeah.
We're on the air?
Yes. You made me hungry.
Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us next. Have a good broadcast, Goldie. Don Bailey Jr. Send that to the Marconi Awards, Falero.
I'm fine.
Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us next. We're going to talk some Miami Hurricanes football. We'll give him some funny lines to put into Saturday's broadcast against Virginia. Two stellar broadcasters back-to-back, Goldie and then Don Bailey Jr.
Red Deer
and
before
Red Deer
war.
Before that. DBJ is next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.